Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, September 25th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Massachusetts Maritime Academy student Michaela Acord co-authors peer-reviewed study, published by the Phycological Society of America. Massachusetts Maritime Academy student Michaela Acord, a senior in the Marine Science Safety and Environmental Protection Program, co-authored a research article published by the Phycological Society of America. The study explores the microbiomes associated with Phaeocystis antarctica, a key phytoplankton species in the Southern Ocean. Acord's contributions reflect the caliber of students at MMA and exemplify the impact undergraduates can have on advancing marine science. The research paper compares microbiomes found in natural colonies with those in laboratory cultures, shedding light on how tiny bacteria interact within large ocean ecosystems. This collaboration with Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution highlights the rewarding experience of exploring the complexity of polar ecosystems. Lahontan Gold Corp, Otis QB, LGCXF, drilling success and warrant acceleration, strengthen development trajectory. Lahontan Gold Corp reports successful drilling results at Santa Fe Mine Project, with shallow oxide intercepts at York and Slab zones. High-grade York zone discovered with 18.3 meters grading 0.73 grams per TAL. Concurrent warrant acceleration could provide $1.7 million in proceeds, strengthening Lahontan's financial position for ongoing exploration. Nevada's mining-friendly jurisdiction and infrastructure make it an ideal location for gold development. Investors seek companies like Hongold Mitsikdagri, LGCXF, that can expand resources while maintaining financial stability. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Network news breaks: ES Gold Corp. OTCQB ESUF. Featured in Network Newswire editorial on Gold Market Outlook, ES Gold Corp., traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTCQB under EUF, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the current gold market outlook. The editorial highlights gold's strong performance and potential for further price increases, emphasizing opportunities with junior producers like ES Gold. The company's Montauban project, with secured permits, funding, and near-term production potential, positions ES Gold as a compelling growth story in the current gold cycle. ES Gold's focus on clean mining and exploration innovation, along with its capital-efficient, high-margin model, sets it apart from ETFs and larger producers. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor news breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp., LG, OTCQB, LGCXF, exploration plan enters NEPA review. Lahontan Gold Corp. announced its exploration plan of operations has entered National Environmental Policy Act review by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, with a draft environmental assessment already completed. The company signed a contributed funds agreement to provide funding for additional BLM personnel, potentially expediting the review. CEO Kimberly Ann stated the plan supports staged drilling of over 700 holes at the Santa Fe Mine Project, enhancing opportunities to expand gold and silver resources. Lahontan Gold Corp. is a Canadian mine development and mineral exploration company with top-tier gold and silver exploration properties in Nevada. The flagship Santa Fe Mine Project has a past production of 359,202 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver. The company plans to advance the project towards production and update the Santa Fe Preliminary Economic Assessment.
Mining news breaks: Foremost Clean Energy Limited, FMST, CFET, advances dual drill programs in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, FFT, is making significant progress with dual drill programs in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Drilling is ongoing at the Murphy Lake South Uranium Property in Saskatchewan, while a 2,500-meter diamond drill program has started at the Jean Lake Gold Lithium property in Manitoba. CEO Jason Barnard highlighted the strategic move to run both programs concurrently, taking advantage of the gold market momentum while focusing on uranium exploration. This positions Foremost to deliver key developments across both assets during a period of sector strength. The company's mission is to make significant discoveries through systematic exploration programs. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Researchers find that common nutrient could supercharge the immune cells fighting cancer. A study by the University of Chicago suggests that zeaxanthin, a carotenoid found in plants like kale and spinach, could boost the immune system in fighting cancer. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. are also advancing oncolytic virus therapy. These innovative approaches in immunotherapy are expected to improve clinical outcomes. BioMedWire is a communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets. For more information, visit biomedwire.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.